Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting. So go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode, like this week's episode.
Ooh.
Today's topic is... Always drive 35 miles per hour on the freeway, or always drive 65 miles per hour on the freeway, but be tailgated constantly. And this one comes to us from Richard Cardenas of the Awkward Human Survival Guide podcast.
Oh, Richard.
Returning champion Richard.
Setting us up with all the sweet topics.
So 35 miles an hour on the freeway, or what? Or 60?
65, yes. But if you're going 65,
but you're tailgated.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a couple of important questions regarding the tailgating.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the 65. So if I'm always going 65 on the freeway, does that mean that when I'm on the freeway, there's little enough traffic that I can always go 65? Does this fundamentally change my morning commute?
No. Let's say, because that makes this too easy.
Makes it real easy.
Let's say you will be able to go 65 miles per hour 65% of the time.
Okay, but it... Okay, so I can go 65 miles an hour 65% of the time. That's already better than my current situation. Okay,
except this guy is tailgating you. In that other 35%, you have to slow down pretty rapidly to 35 miles per hour.
Wait. If they're tailgating me, that means they're hugging my back bumper. Why would I need to slow
pretty
down?
Damn close.
Why would I need to slow down?
Because there's traffic in front of you.
So, I mean, is there, like, a time limit on getting back down to the 35? Like, give me some,
I'm confused.
You know. Well, you know, okay, you know when you're driving and things are going just great?
Yes.
And you're like, smooth sailing all the way.
Sure.
Yes.
And then suddenly you don't realize it, but traffic ahead of you has slowed drastically or come to a stop, and you have to, like, slam on the brakes just seemingly randomly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That happens, except there is a dude tailgating you.
Okay, so another question. So the other option is you're driving 35. So, like, how many tickets are you going to end up getting?
No joke.
Let's say you're always just in that right lane, and you're not going to get a ticket.
Okay, so does that mean that I'm constantly going 35, or am I also in stop and go? And or is someone tailgating me?
There is not anyone tailgating you because people want to fucking get away from you as fast as they can.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for obvious reasons.
And it is smooth sailing the entire way.
Interesting. Okay, so I'm going to look at the Google Maps and see how far away...
Oh, you're going to try and do some math here?
Yeah, I'm going to see how far away work is.
That's a great idea.
It's about 30 miles.
Yeah, it says it's 25 minutes right now. It's not giving me... Give me some mileage.
Just all right. Say it's 30 miles.
It is 25 miles. Okay. So, one moment, please. Discuss while I do some math.
Well, okay, so here's...
Beep, boop, bop, boop,
well, no, here's what
Sorry,
I'm thinking.
That's the calculator sound.
Here's what I'm thinking. A person tailgating you, while it is...
Is scary.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
I mean, I don't like it. It's not my favorite thing in the world.
Because you could get hit at any moment.
But even if you get hit, it's not your fault.
Yeah, but it's
okay,
a huge hassle, and it fucks up your back and hips, as someone who was driven into not that long ago. And it ruined my little car, Otaki, and it was very upsetting.
Even if you walk through a gang fight and get stabbed, like, it's not your fault. Like,
sure, okay.
You still got stabbed.
I'm not trying to minimize it, but, like, I have been tailgated and...
Stabbed.
And had normal... I've been stabbed by gangs. And, like...
No,
You just like, whatever. Like, you just walk it off. No, I have been tailgated many, many times by assholes. And you just, like... Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just not that big of a deal for me. I don't understand. So, because it sounds like you have normal traffic where you're more often than not going at least the speed limit, which we live in Seattle, and that would be fucking amazing if that were the case, especially during rush hour. And the only price you pay...
Yeah, more often than not.
More often than not. A significant more often than not, in my opinion, but definitely more often than not. And the only price you pay is some jackhole is tailgating you versus 35 miles an hour. Like, that's going to take you twice as long to get anywhere. Wait, did I do that right? Yeah. I mean, if you're going 65 miles an hour for 65% of the time, even 100% of the time, it's going to take you, you know, not exactly half, but, roughly half as long is as if you're going 35 miles an hour with clear traffic. This seems like a...
Okay, so if you're... I'm going to correct you. I'm going to be math police for a moment.
No, that's fine. That's fine, because I'm...
If you're going...
I don't know math.
If you're going 65 two-thirds of the time...
Yeah.
If you're going 0 miles an hour, let's say you're stopped because of stop and go traffic.
Wait,
1/3 of the time.
I'm sorry, really?
Then all of a sudden, that brings your average speed down to like 40 miles an hour.
Well,
but we're not going zero. We're going 35.
Oh, you're going 35. Okay, so that's 165 divided by 3. Okay.
What's that?
So that's more like 55.
Okay, so you're 55. Still so you'll get there.
You're still averaging a pretty fast speed.
Yeah, that's kind of a stressful situation, though.
Yeah, like, it doesn't stress you out when someone's tailgating you, Chris.
Yeah, that's real
absolutely.
Stressful.
It does
like,
stress
every
me
time,
out.
Every time you have to slow down, they can slam into you.
Yeah, it does stress me out.
And then if it's a
yes.
The type of person that's going to slam into you because they're constantly tailgating you is probably already an asshole. And now they're an asshole that's hit you with their car, and they're probably not real happy about that.
I'm 100% with you. Like, I'm really, I don't mean to minimize this.
Yeah, you do.
I really don't.
Yeah, you seriously do.
I really don't. I don't mean to minimize it.
Honestly, I want to hear from Richard because I know that they live in LA and I know he knows the woes of traffic.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, LA is like, we live in Seattle and it's real bad because we're fucking idiots and we built a highway through a major metropolitan area, but LA is inarguably worse. I look at it and, you know, the times when I've been tailgated have been stressful. Most of that stress is because it does not happen that often, and so it is stressful. Mm-hmm. I think I would get used to it. I think I would there would be ways that I would I would be much more vigilant of traffic ahead of me and slow down in a more, you know, in a much larger distance. Because I have somebody tailgating me, so it would be part of the arithmetic of driving. But good Lord, can you? I mean, you're a guaranteed average of what did we say, 50 miles an hour during rush hour?
Yeah.
Holy shit! Versus 35, man. I don't know. That seems like a no-brainer to me.
So I did a little bit of quick math here.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Math.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Math us.
So
save us all.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to come down from the mountain and bring you to Jesus. Anyway, so I did a little math and I found...
I don't think that's how that went.
I don't
think
that's how it went either.
I don't know anything about religion. I hardly even believe in God. Okay.
Wait, so hardly?
Yeah, that's okay. Whatever.
There might
be. We don't have to get into it, but that feels binary.
Whatever.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so the point of this, the moral of the story is, I did a little math to find out how long it would take me to get to work if I was driving 35 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's less than it takes me now. I mean, by about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on the day. If it's on a Monday morning, I probably save like 20 minutes. So I'm going to be that annoying person that's just in fourth gear the whole time. What Ebb's like, hi, I'm going 35. I got smooth sailing, clear traffic. I'm annoying people. I look like there's some little old lady in the car. And then they look inside and they're like, wait a second, why is she driving so slow? It's cool.
Well, did you look, do the math on how long your commute takes if you average 50 miles an hour?
Yeah, but think about the stress.
Yeah,
it would only take, it'd take me about a half an hour.
And how long does it take you now?
So, somewhere between like 50 minutes to an hour.
Wow.
On the way home, it would save me even long, even more time.
Yeah, Josh, like I'm thinking, like, what was that one time? This was a few weeks ago. Like, you left the office at the same time I did, and I was finishing dinner, and you texted me and said, I finally got home. And it was like, I don't know, it was like 3 days later or something.
Yeah, Joshua's commute is fucking ridiculous. I just, seriously, I can't even wrap my head.
Neither can I.
Yesterday, Chris.
Was that yesterday?
No. I'm telling you a story about yesterday. Yesterday, there was a Mariners game at 105.
Oh, God, really?
And our parking garage is where all of the a lot of the employees for Safeco park when there's a game. I left work at 5, and the garage is about half a mile away, so I got to the garage at like 5:15. I texted Danielle from the car at like, it was like 6:15. I was still in the garage. Just trying to get out.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
So, okay, so Danielle, it sounds like you're worried about stress. I am not.
I mean, it'd be stressful to go 35 and people would be pissed off at me, but yeah. No one would be tailgating me, and I'd have smooth sailing. So clearly there are people around me that either they're just not in my lane at all, or they're going the same speed as I am.
Getting the F out of your way. Josh, what are you thinking?
35.
What?
All the way. What? 35. Yeah. It is so stressful to think that you could be hit at any moment. I look at my mirrors all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Well, there's your first mistake.
Can I tell you every single day when I'm driving home how many people I look in the fucking rearview mirror and they're texting while they drive? And I don't want to be a fucking public service announcement right now, but don't do it, you stupid fucking idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Like, stop, like, put the fucking phone down. There's shit to listen to on the radio. Like, there is no need. Nothing is that important.
I'm not sure how that applies, but I completely agree.
Well, it makes me think that this fucking idiot behind me that's texting is not going to notice when traffic slows and they're going to rear end.
Oh, no. Because nobody tailgates because they're too distracted. People tailgate because they want to go fast. And you're in their way.
Yeah, they're super focused.
And they're super focused. They're I'm going to ride your fucking ass. Like,
maybe they're not like doing the super tailgate, but they're like getting real close to me and slamming their brakes on because they were distracted by something else.
Well, sure, but that's not tailgating.
Like,
that's just distracted driving.
Well, I'm using that because it's the same type of stress.
Sure. Yes.
Yes.
I'll be honest, I'm a little unused to being outvoted on this show. I'm going to try and be okay with it. It's a little weird, I'm not going to lie.
I'm sorry.
But I understand the stress, and I'm not, I don't disagree that it would be stressful, but I've tried, have you guys ever tried to do the thing where you're in traffic, but you don't stay with traffic, you keep at a lower speed so you never have to touch the brake? Have you guys ever tried that?
Yeah, I do that pretty much every day.
That's how I try to drive, but it doesn't work all the time if traffic stops.
Sure, sure.
And traffic frequently stops in Seattle.
I hate doing that. It makes me so uncomfortable. People honk at me. Like, it's so stressful. It makes me so uncomfortable.
No, it's so wonderful.
No,
constantly
it's fine,
moving
dude.
Is so much better than moving faster some of the
and
time.
And a lot of times, like, if the person behind me is cool, they kind of understand what I'm doing. And they're like, oh, this person, I can drive if I'm behind this person. It's not quick driving, but I can drive and I can stay at a constant rate. That's pretty sweet.
I'm with you. I like constant movement at a slower speed.
If that stresses you out?
Yeah.
If that stresses you out? How can the tailgating not?
It does stress me out, but it's different because one of them I have power over. Like, I am I can go faster. I can speed up. People are going around me and getting in my lane and like getting in line, cutting in line in front of me, and I could keep in, you know, keep up with traffic, but I'm choosing not to, versus Chester behind me that's tailgating me. Like, I'm going the speed limit. There's nothing I can do. Like, he wants to tailgate me. I'll switch lanes, and he's still going to tailgate me. She's still going to tailgate me. There's nothing I can do about it. I don't know. It's just like, whatever. I
start feeling like that was something personal. Like, no matter what I did, this dude was just, like, right up in my grill. Like,
well,
that
except you know
cool.
It'd be because of Josh and this podcast.
Because of the fucking podcast.
Right. And, ooh, added fun. You could brake check them every once in a while. Maybe get them to poop themselves a little bit. I mean, that's kind of fun.
I feel like that would just enrage them.
Well, what are they going to do? They're already, like, crawling up your tailpipe with their car. I don't know. I like to go fast.
I mean, what are they going to do realistically? Probably nothing. What are they going to do in my mind? They're going to pull up beside me and shoot me in the face.
Well, that...
That is... I shouldn't laugh at that.
That doesn't seem likely.
That doesn't mean I'm not scared of it happening.
That doesn't seem...
I'm scared of a great many things.
You know what I heard?
Being shot in the face is one of them.
I heard that getting your eye popped by a cat isn't likely, and maybe it shouldn't scare you.
But it's a completely reasonable fear, like getting shot in the face.
Yeah. No, one of those things actually happens. Getting shot in the face
never happens. People get shot in the face.
Not while driving.
I saw a movie once where someone got stabbed in the face. That was next level shit.
That is... I mean, getting your eyeball popped by a cat is basically being stabbed in the face.
Okay, Chris, you're going 65.
I'm going 65. I got the need for speed.
Danielle, we're going 35.
Yeah, we're going to go 35. We're going to get to work on time. It's going to be amazing.
Richard, hit us up on Twitter. Tell us what you would
do.
Yeah,
in LA,
Rich, I want to hear your opinion, buddy.
Much worse than that, right?
And thank you for the episode.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed driving real fast or driving real slow. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at trtpodcast, like Richard Cardenas of the Awkward Human Survival Guide podcast did. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.